Now, as I've said, the Tibetan Book of the Dead is not the real title of this work. This title was given by Dr. Evans Wentz, who was the editor of Kazi Dawa Samdup's English translation of the Bardo-Todong. And he gave this title, the Tibetan Book of the Dead, on analogy with the Egyptian Book of the Dead, which had been translated from Egyptian hieroglyphics some years earlier by Sir Wallace Budge. As I've said, the real title of this work is the Bardo-Todong. Incidentally, I might observe at this point that Tibetan literature, Tibetan tradition, attributes a very large number of prophecies to Padmasambhava. And one of my friends in Kalimpong once told me that one of his teachers in Tibet had read out to him a prophecy attributed to Padmasambhava, which went like this: "When the iron birds fly in the sky, my teaching will go to the west." This is supposed to have been the prophecy of Padmasambhava. Well, we all know what those iron birds are. But it certainly does seem that the prophecy has been fulfilled in the case of the present work, the Tibetan Book of the Dead, or the Bardo-Todong. The English translation was first published in 1927, it's quite a long time ago, and has attracted in the West a very great deal of attention. Amongst others, it attracted the attention of the great psychologist Jung, who wrote about it in his psychological commentary on the Tibetan Book of the Dead, published in the third edition of the translation. "For years, ever since it was first published, the Bardo-Todong has been my constant companion, and to it I owe not only many stimulating ideas and discoveries, but also many fundamental insights." Now, this is the testimony of Jung, whom many people regard as the greatest psychologist that the West has produced, certainly in this century. Now, what is the meaning of this title, Bardo-Todong? To take the second word first, Todong literally means liberation or emancipation by hearing. We'll see what that means a little later on. Bardo literally means between two. Bar is between. Do is two. So bardo means between two. Or if you like, more colloquially, in between. So this is why the word bardo is usually rendered the intermediate state. Because an intermediate state is a state in between two other states. So in this sense, bardo corresponds to the Sanskrit antarabhava. Antara meaning in between or inner, and bhava meaning simply state. Now, according to the ancient, the original Indo-Tibetan tradition, there are six bardos or six intermediate states.